One of the vehicles debuting at the auto show sports not only a new look, but a new name as well. The car, formerly known as the Lincoln Aviator, is now the MKX. The switch has commentator John Ridley thinking about what's in a car's name.
With their upscale Aviator SUV getting rebranded as the MKX, Ford's Lincoln Mercury division is in the process of kicking the concept of luxury cars with proper names to the curb. It's a move Caddy already started over the last decade, dropping the likes of Seville and DeVille for STS and DTS. Both companies are basically trying to align themselves with the luxury car standard now set by their foreign competitors and their alphanumeric designations, S500s and LSs and A8s. But if there's one thing American automakers could offer the world, if not initial quality or fuel economy, it's our imagination, branding cars with something that evokes more than a chemistry equation. Historically, in the American auto industry, luxury was denoted with names as sumptuous as the cars themselves, Moncler Phaeton and Fleetwood. In the 1950s, the Lincoln Cosmopolitan was the very definition of Land Cruiser, with an overall length of 222 inches. Legroom was not an issue. The Cadillac Coupe de Ville nearly sailed the highways on garish but iconic tail fins. It was a car so famous they made a movie named after it, and they don't make movies with strings of letters and numbers. Well, except for George Lucas's THX 1138, but that was some scary science fiction, and I don't want any of that. But that's what I'm talking about. Alphanumeric is fine if you want to conjure images of Bavarian regimentation or Japanese precision. But in America, I thought we were brought up to believe luxury is soft and squishy and wonderfully opulent. Breakfast at Tiffany's, lunch at Spago's, and a night's stay at the Four Seasons. And the new Mercury MKX might just be the most lavish, sexiest beast ever to get put out of Detroit, but it don't give me teak talking about it. But more than just kowtowing to our Euro-Asian auto masters and their letter number hegemony, Lincoln Mercury's cry of uncle is really a reflection of the new reality of what luxury has come to mean for the high-end driver. I used to be luxury was all about anything that made the journey itself more pleasing to the senses. But in the internet age, a car has got to be able to tickle our digital fancy with iDrive and sat nav, and if it don't come with Bluetooth for my BlackBerry, then get it the LX away from me. It's about removing the driver from the driving experience. And if you think I'm slapping you with hyperbole, the new Mercedes S-Class will have an optional cruise control that actually accelerates and brakes automatically. All the driver has to do is keep their car in a straight line while they drink their Starbucks and yap on the cell phone. So names are out, letters and numbers are in, and who knows? And at some point, the American auto companies might even consider doing something real radical to put the brakes on their sales skids. Like, building cars people actually want to buy?
Commentator John Ridley is a writer and director, and he's author of the novel The Drift.